This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Graham Greene wrote intellectual thrillers, The Third Man, The Comedians, Our Man in Havana, among others. One of his most controversial books, The Quiet American, is now a movie. It's set in Vietnam before the United States officially committed troops. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it packs some lessons for today's climate of war.
Graham Greene's spirit hovers over the film version of The Quiet American like a helpful ghost. Greene's lifelong concern with moral ambiguity gives this film a texture and complexity that movies don't usually achieve.
They say you come to Vietnam and understand a lot in a few minutes. The rest takes a lifetime.
The Quiet American is set in Vietnam around 1952, when the French were the embattled colonial power the U.S. later became. The story is about the corruptibility of the human spirit, about two Westerners in love with the same Vietnamese woman, about how even a cynic has innocence to lose, and even an innocent can do terrible harm.
Let's just look at Phuong, this beauty, this daughter of a professor, taxi dancer, mistress of an older European man. Well, that pretty well describes the whole country, doesn't it? Look, Thomas, we are here to save Vietnam from all of that.
The Quiet American was directed by Australian filmmaker Philip Noyce, who's best known in this country for his Hollywood action thrillers, Patriot Games, and Clear and Present Danger. By contrast, The Quiet American is quiet. It gradually draws us into a world where the personal and the political are fatally intertwined.
Can I help you?
I think you've done quite enough already.
To tell this story, filmmaker Noyce has put together a strong cast, including Brendan Fraser as the dangerously idealistic American of the title, and Michael Caine as a skeptical British journalist.
I know I am behaving badly, but I have every intention of behaving badly. As a matter of fact, this is exactly the kind of situation where one should behave badly.
Please just lower our...
Why don't you better off?
Caine gives the kind of seemingly effortless performance that comes from a nearly 50-year career in film and television. The actor's face has known a thousand compromises, and there is a world of regret in his every gesture. His performance is intricate without seeming to be, nuanced, a marvel of the actor's craft. When he told an interviewer it's the best acting he's ever done, he was right.
If pile phones tell him I called, it would be polite to return a visit.
The Quiet American is extremely discerning about what it is in the American character, the messianic zeal, the sureness of being right, that made what transpired in Vietnam inevitable. As our government gets ready to storm into yet another troubled country very far away, this film's message could not be more timely.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.